Hello, everyone. Welcome to the daily Mishnayos Shir. Learning is Leah Nishmas Chaim Baruch Ben Zavel and Perel Bas Pinchas. Learning Maseches Baba Kama, currently in Perek Dalet. Let's first review what we did yesterday, which started with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. It said, Shor shel bikash nagach shor shel cheirish, a shor of a normal healthy person that gored a shor belonging to a cheirish, a deaf mute, a shota, a crazy person, insane person, vekatan, or a minor, chayiv. Same chiyuv as always, you'd have to pay the owners what he damaged, half if it's a tam or full if it's a mu'ud. But if they, the deaf mute, etc., own the shore and they gored a shore of a regular person, they're actually pater. And that's the case of a tam. Based in Mamidalem Aputropis. What does happen is even though they're pater from the penalty, but if it'll continue goring, then based in will appoint for them an apotropos, a guardian, an intermediary, and you can make the shore into a mu'ad in front of that person. And there, from that point onward, the apotropos would have to pay damages. If the cheirish became able to speak in here, nishtapa shota, the shota became sane, v'higdil katan, and the katan became an adult, chazu tamuso, they go back to being a tam according to Divrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir that holds once you change their reshus, they now change from the status as a tam, as a mu'ad back to a tam. Rabbi Yossi Amar Hayu b'chazkaso. Rabbi Yossi objects that it has a chazak of goring and it stays that way. Shor yitzdadin enu chayv misa. A shor of the stadium, a shor abused by in the Colosseum, let's say, to fight human beings and kill them, is not chayv misa. Shnemar ki yigach. The verse tells us that the shor that is chayv to die is one that it gores, v'lo she'agihuhu, not that they make him gore. Mishnah Hay taught us, Shor shenagach is the adam v'meis, a shor that gores a person and that person died. Mu'ad mishalem kofer v'tam pater min ha-kofer. V'zeh v'zeh chayav misa. A mu'ad shor, there is a penalty called kofer to be paid for to the family of the person that died. Tam, there's a pater from kofer. V'zeh v'zeh chayav misa, and either way, the animal will die. V'chein babein v'chein babas. So too with children, Rachman al-Zalan, it would gore and kill them. It would also be the case, no different than anyone else. The Rav answered a basic question in this case, that how do you have it that a mu'ad gored someone, once it was a mu'ad already, it had to die each time it killed the person, it had to die. So he had a number of answers, either that it killed three goyim, so it didn't have to die, or it killed three Yisraelim that are traces, or it ran away before we could kill him and then gored again. Continues that mission. Nogach evid o ama, if it gored an evid, a slave, or an ama, a woman slave, a maid servant. No sin shloshin slime, the penalty is 30 slime. Benchu yafe mana, benchu enu yafe eladin zav. Whether or not the slave or maid servant is worth much more than 30 slime, a mana, 100, or worth very little, adin arechot. Mishnah vav tav, a shor shai mizchachik b'kosel, a shor that was rubbing against the wall of an afal adam that fell on a person and killed that person. Yiskavin lahargas a behemah vahargas a adam, it tried to kill that animal and killed the person. Nanachi vaharg ben Yisrael, a goy, and it killed a Jew. On a fallen Bahari ben Kayama to a baby that would not survive and it killed one that was healthy. Pater, either way, it's pater from Misa. It's not going to die because we learn out in the Drasha that for sure to die, it would have to kill in the same way that a human would die, which means with the Kavana to kill that which it killed. And if it doesn't have that, it doesn't die. Okay, those were a quick chazara of yesterday's Mishnayos. Let's continue now with new Mishnayos for today. Mishnah Zayin. Shor ha'isha, shor ha'yisom, shor ha'apotropos. Shor belonging to a woman or orphans or an apotropos, which again is a guardian of orphans. Shor ha'midbar, a shor that is a midbar in the desert, meaning seemingly it's a hefker shor. Shor ha'hektish, a shor belonging to hektish. Shor ha'ger, shemes ve'en lo yorshim, a shor belonging to a convert that died and has no people to inherit him, no inheritors, which essentially is hefker because now belongs to nobody. Ha'elu chayavim misa. These shores will die. I'm not sure if we'll understand what the Havmin was, why they're different. Seemingly they're regularly owned shores. I mean, not regularly owned, but I mean the fact that they're not regularly owned shouldn't matter. They are shores that killed someone. I suppose we thought that the owner, who the owner is, what the owner is, played a part in whether or not the shore should die. But in either event, they died like any other shore that killed someone. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shor Hamidur, Shor Hector, Shor Ager Shemes. Three of those cases disagree. It's a shore that is Hefker, the shore belonging to Hektish, and a shore of a Ger that died and doesn't have inheritors. The term in Amisa, they will not get killed. The Fisha Ein Lehem Bailin. Those do not have owners, as opposed to the woman shore, the orphans, and the guardian shore. Okay, the Rav elaborates. Shor ha'yisomim she'ein la'apotropos. Shor ha'yisomim means orphans that have not yet had appointed for them a guardian. The shore ha'apotropos, the shore of the guardian, that's a shore shel yisomim, that's still belonging to orphans, Elisha'al apotropos shamar, it's just already been appointed apotropos to guard that short. Ha'elu chayavim all these cases of chayav misa. D'shiva shor k'suvim parsha v'nogach adam. It's seven times it is written in the parsha of talking about goring a person the word shor. Chadagufei, one for itself, one for its plain meaning. The shisha, shawar malola, and the six others for these six shorts. So amazingly, apparently, without this drasha, not look at what I had originally thought. Without this drasha, it seems that we wouldn't have not mechayev any of these shorts misa. Okay, but because of the ribui of the extra words in the pesukim, we do. Rabbi Yehuda omer shor hektiv shor ager shemes ina liyoshim patur mina misa. It's interesting. In the text of the Rav, it leaves out the case of shor midbar. Stama, it's still included. It's the same svara. It has no owners. Let's see what the Rav says. Afila nogach ve'achakach hiktish. Even if the shor gored, and then afterwards he was makdish it, nogach ve'achakach meisager, it gored, and then the ger died. Hayapotzer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda would poter there. Ve'inalach Rabbi Yehuda, the loch is not like him. And the Rav is telling you a chiddush here that even though the goring happened at a time when there was a valid owner, but if the assessment of the penalty of whether the shor should die is happening when there's not an owner, then it becomes potzer. Interesting. So maybe it's actually. You know, why can't that apply to the case of Shor Isha, Shor Yisomim? Not sure. Seemingly you could get out of being a regular owner at that case also. Okay, not sure. You know, maybe that's why the Rav, just theorizing, maybe that's why the Rav doesn't have Shor HaMidbar. Maybe it's not true about Shor HaMidbar because that's a matter of making it Hefker. It's a Hefker one, so what's the Rav going to say? That even if it was owned and then it was made Hefker, that would apply to all the cases. So it could always make it Hefker. So maybe Dafka, the Rav, has only a case of Hektish, and the case of Mesager, which are things that a person can just elect for that to be, it was Hektish, and then it became, and then, you know, and actually Hektish, a person can Maktish. Okay, I don't know. A woman can also Maktish. I'm not really sure. Interesting why the Svar doesn't apply to the other ones. Okay, not for now. If anyone can look into it, wonderful. Continues Mishnachas. Shor shehu yotza yisakel v'hiktisho ba'alav, enu muktosh. A shor that was being taken out to be stoned, it was sentenced to be stoned, it had killed somebody, and then the owner is makdish it, make it hektish, enu muktash. It doesn't work. You can't do that. Shchoto v'sarer aser. And if he'll shecht it, the meat is aser. Any shor that's about to die, the meat is aser. Vim adshlo nigmar dino v'hiktisho ba'olav. But if before sentencing happened for it to be stoned, then the bailim makdish it, muktash, and becomes hektish. Vim shchoto, and if the person shechted it, b'sarer mutter. The meat would be mutter. So the Rav elaborates, v'mishkoto aser, he doesn't comment on the case where he tried to makdish it while it's being taken out to be stoned. As we said, he just can't have the ability to do that. Don't have reshus at that point, it's being stoned. It's aser ba'achila, if he would shecht it then, ba'achila, Rav says, diksiv sakol yisalkel hashor v'lo yecheles b'saro. It says, the shore shall certainly be stoned, and its meat will not be eaten. V'mashu shenemar sakol yisalkel hashor, any adeya shid nevelo, nevelo aser ba'achila. It doesn't make any sense. Once you tell me it's going to be stoned, I know it's a nevela you can't eat. You have to. Only animals killed with proper shechita can be eaten, and obviously this is going to be killed by stoning. What then does it teach me that you're not going to eat its meat? It's to tell you this case, that if the owner went and shechted it after it had been sentenced, the meat is aser. But if before it had been sentenced, then the owner is makdished it, muktash, it works. The practical difference is that if at that point, if we get any benefit out of the ox, that's considered a me'ila, and it'll be chayav a korban me'ila and a penalty for it. And again, the Mishnah ends that if he shechted it at that point, it's mutter meat, because it hasn't been sentenced to be a dead, to be killed by stoning. Mishnah test says, Mesara l'shamer chinam l'shol. The person handed over his ox to different types of shomrim. Shomer chinam, one who guards it for free. L'shol, one who's borrowing it. L'nose socher, one who's guarding it for pay. L'socher, one who's renting it. Nechresu tachas abayim. These people now enter in instead of the owners, as far as penalties go. Muad Mishal Nezik Shalom, Tam Mishal Mechati Nezik. If it's a Muad, that person will be responsible for the Bein Nezik Shalom. If it's a Tam, half Nezik. Kashar Ba'olav and Maseir of Anafel of Fun of Karoi. This seems to be a not related case. If the owners tied it up in reins, chains or Maseir usually means reins, tied it into something that would hold it in place, Anafel of Fun of Karoi, or closed a door in front of it properly, B'yotzevi, is he going to got it anyway? Either way, he is chayiv. Those acts of guarding, we'll see, are called a shmir b'chusa. It's a low form of guarding. Either Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that does not allow one to be off the hook, that small amount of guarding. He would need to do more. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tam chayiv mu'ad potter. Interesting. A tam in those cases you're chayiv for, but a mu'ad actually potter. Why? Shnemar v'lo yishmeru ba'alav. V'shamer, who is that? There's a verse by mu'ad specifically It says the penalty for paying for a mu'ah of the damages is only if the owner did not guard it. And this was guarded. It was guarded, granted, in a smaller way, but it was guarded. But the tam penalty is not dependent on that, it seems. And the tam would be chayav for that. We'll see that even in the mu'ad, he still pays as if it would be a tam. He just doesn't pay the extra half, the second half of penalty, for a mu'ad because he did technically guard it. Rabbi Eliezer ain lo shmir el sakin. Rabbi Eliezer says the mu'ad has no way to guard it properly, rather only killing it. You have to kill it, you have to shecht it. Says the Rabban commenting here, v'nal b'fan of kiroi. The case of closing a door properly is bedelis sheyichol lamod b'ruach mitzvah, a door that can stand in a normal wind. Behind the shmir b'chus, that is a low form of guarding. And so that's why I was speaking out, that it's low form. Rabbi Meir, the Chayyar, because of that, says, Yichayav, it's not good enough. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Tom, that won't be good enough. Umuad Pater, Muad is Pater, Mitzad Ha'adashibo, from the Muad part of it. Avotzad Tamus, the Tom part of it, Bimkoma Omed, it stands in its place. Umasham Chatinezik Etan, will pay a half Nezik like a Tom, like I had mentioned. Diksiv Lo Yishmeranu, it says, Gabe Muad, it says, by Muad, it says, will not guard it. Hashmaru Kolduhu, if they guard it at all, Pater, Mitzad Ha'adah, it's Pater from the Muad part of it. Says for a mu'ad, there's no proper guarding, elasakin, only a knife. Ad shishkateno until he shechs it. The Rav gives a little summary here. V'shalosh ma'achogis v'davar. There are three opinions in the matter. The Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shmira b'chusa, chayiv, v'me'ula patr. According to Rabbi Meir, with a low form of guarding, your chayiv, it doesn't help. And with the me'ula, a proper form of guarding, your patr, whether that's a tam or a mu'ad. Either way, you need to be a good form of guarding to patr. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmira b'chusa, nami patr. Mitzad Hadashibo. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even a low form of guarding passes from the Muad part. Avol Chayiv al Tzad Tamasibo, but it's Chayiv on the Tam part. Ad Shishmerenu Shmir Mu'ula until he guards it a proper guarding. Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, be Mu'ula Nami Chayiv. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he's also Chayiv even with the Mu'ula, even a proper guarding, he has to simply kill it. That's it. The halacha to Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is the second opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Rav adds, Umihu, however, l'chatchila mitzvah, l'chatchila is a mitzvah, lishchot shor hamua, to kill a shor that has found to be goring and killing people, kedei l'salik ha'ezik, to remove the hezik. I shouldn't say killing, really, it's just the mu'ad to gore. So it's a mitzvah to kill such a shor to prevent damages. Thank you, we'll continue tomorrow.